Yo, yo, what's going on, Soundation? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Lethal the Dubstep King, how y'all doing? Bass Frog here. Basically, I wanted to do this recording because the past week, a lot of stuff kind of happened. There was a lot of confusion, a lot of messages, a lot of comments, and it would just take too long to try to address every single person one by one through text. So I figured it'd be easier for me to just record it real quick and then try to answer everyone's questions all at the same time. I'll probably miss somebody or something. I'll probably, you know what I mean, gloss over something, but I'll try my best to go through all of it right now. Okay, so first things first. First and foremost, the Music Geek Collective is not in any way, shape, or form partnered up with Soundation or Power Effects. We're not business partners. We have no type of business connection with them. We just originated from Soundation, but we don't do business with them. If you sign with the Music Geek Collective, it has nothing to do with the site itself. We just originate from there. That's where we all came from. That's where we all learned our love for producing and stuff, and we learned to produce. So now that that's out the way, the second thing that I wanted to address was there was a lot of people that don't know this, but I work Wednesday through Saturday, which means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are my days off. So since today is Sunday, that means that this was the first day that I could get back to everybody. So people that thought I was ignoring them or wasn't, you know, answering people or not answering Andres or whatever, or answering to anyone else, today was the first day I could do it. So here I am trying to address everything. As far as me and Andres go, we talked. I'm pretty sure I fixed everything he asked for. I'm not going to get into specifics because that's just more between me and him personally and my company. So that's out the way. By the way, Andres, if there's anything else you need, you know, you're always free to message me or email me. Submissions. Let's talk submissions. A lot of people have been asking me, you know, what am I looking for as far as to sign people? What am I looking for, you know, when I look at submissions or whatever? Is there a certain genre? Is there a certain style or something? Honestly, me personally, I'm open to all genres, but some people have sent me works in progresses. Some people have sent me songs. Or lists of songs. No one has yet to send me a full-length project. You know what I mean? If you really want to get my attention, who's the person that's going to send me a full-length LP, a full-length album, you know, 100% mixed and mastered, original, no samples from any other song? I mean, unless you have it cleared, you know, legally. Who's going to send me with their own or graphic design already ready, all the mixing and mastering already ready, 100% ready to go, and good for releasing, and send me, you know what, Bassfrog, I think this project has a lot of potential. I'd like to release it on your label. That's the person that's going to catch my eye over everybody else who's just sending me a bunch of works in progresses, you know? So that's the best advice I can give. And then also, too, that right now, you know, there's a lot of people that make good music, but it takes a lot more than just music. You got to be consistent with it. You got to have heart, you know what I mean? You got to have passion for it. You can be the most talented producer on the planet, but if you're only going to release 2 songs a year, it really doesn't make sense for me to, invest in you and spend money and time and energy, you know, for marketing and promotion and a whole bunch of other stuff. So, yeah, that's all that jazz on how to get signed. And the other thing, too, that I take the rest of my label mates' opinion 100% serious. So it's not just my opinion. Before bringing someone in, I would make sure I would speak with everybody on my label. So don't get caught up in too much on my opinion, even though I'm just, you know, the head of it. Now, the next thing I wanted to talk on was Doc Regals. Doc Regals, if you are listening to this, I'm going to try my best to politely and respectfully respond to you because you said a lot of stuff. I mean, you probably typed like at least 5 long comments in the span of 2 days, overcomplicating and over sophisticating, you know, stuff that's not even that complicated, but it's cool. I'll try my best to politely respond to you. Now, when it comes to me bringing up other people, I know when it comes to myself, I don't like it when people, you know, change my words around or take what I say out of context. So I'll try my absolute best to use exact quotes. Doc Regals, you said, are there any more details about this available somewhere? And how are artists supposed to know if this is legit or not? It's just a PayPal account. Just a PayPal account. Are you for real? Do you not see all the detail that's in the group? Do you not see all the people listed? Has Tom Bellinger not been making music on the site for a long time? What about Foresight? What about Sam Pugh? What about myself? You know, if you really think, okay, it's just a PayPal, really think to yourself, all the social media outlets, all the videos that are posted on the YouTube channel, all the stuff and the content that's posted on the Facebook, on the SoundCloud page. I mean, and even if you didn't even look at any of that, let's say you didn't look at any of that stuff, you just decided to gloss over all that. If you knew me well enough, I've been involved in the Warner Brothers competition, lots of Soundation contests, Team Backpack. I was involved in the Don't Funk Up Our Beats contest 2 years in a row. So I've been doing music, you know what I mean? So it would make sense why someone like me would be starting this, and this isn't fake by any means. And let's be honest, if you really thought to yourself, anyone listening to this, this may be a scam or a hoax or fake, here's what you do. You just don't donate. That's not a problem. No one's forcing you guys to do anything. As far as donations are concerned, it's just to help with the startup cost. No one's forcing you. It's just an option. If you really believe to yourself that this is fake or that this isn't real or something, then just don't donate and move on with your lives instead of typing in and causing a bunch of drama in the comments, you know, for 2 days. That's unnecessary and unprofessional. And like I said, we don't need anybody's donation. And that would be the worst way to scam people, like for real, like take all that time to set up a whole bunch of fake pages and, you know, do a whole bunch of YouTube videos and do a whole bunch of, I made a whole teaser trailer on top of my album with the Music Geek Collective, all that for fake, just to see who would donate to our label. That is a terrible scam and scheme to try to make money, like really think realistically. And to all the people wondering, well, then why do you put the donations on there? It's because we all originate from Soundation. We all support each other. The Music Geek Collective is more than just a label. It represents all the Soundation in a way. Because even when we get bigger, there might be artists that aren't signed onto the label. But because we love Soundation so much, if they're from Soundation, we'll support them. We'll send followers away. We'll give them a shout out. You know what I mean? We might collaborate with you guys. There's so many possibilities. That's why I left it open for everyone to join the group and everyone willing to be able to participate in donating to the startup costs if they wanted to. They didn't have to. You can join the group. You can post your music and you don't have to do anything else. You could just do that. Take advantage of the group, you know, for your own promotion. That's cool. So now that that's out the way, let me address one last thing. Cosmic Candy, Ryan, me and you know what I mean, are cool. The whole label's cool with you. You're all cool with us. There's nothing but love and support and respect. But there is one comment you made that didn't offend me, but I was just like really, Ryan? I thought it was really uncalled for. And I don't think you realize what you said. So, like I said, I'm going to just try to bring it up and use your exact words. You said to, you know, responding to Doc Regals, he said, trust me, I know these guys will be able to scope out good tunes. But I really do hope that they learn to be a lot more critical than I know they sometimes are. End quote. This is my problem that I have with that statement. How could I possibly be more critical or less critical of our releases if nothing has been released yet? That doesn't even make any sense. And the thing that, you know, if you would have read the business plan or whatever, you would have known that I'm putting different pieces together and I'm getting, and every single time something gets released, they have to run it through me first. So if I don't think it's up to par or I don't think, you know, it's ready, we won't release it. We are definitely going to be very critical about this. Every single person I know, you talk to Chris, talk to Sam Ramsey, like they talk to me one-on-one and so does everybody on the label. And we get feedback from each other. We help each other out to make sure the sound is 100% as best as it possibly can be so that when it's time to release, you know, we were as much critical as we possibly could have been with it. There's a lot of going back and forth. There's a lot of, you know, that's 7 years, you know. That's what's going to make for the best product. So that's why, and you could say, well, what about the stuff on the YouTube and what about the stuff on the SoundCloud? That's just to have opening content, you know what I mean? Just to get people familiar with what we're capable of. But that's why it's for free. None of that stuff is released for sale, you know? There's nothing wrong with just having a whole bunch of work, you know, to show what we're capable of. So yeah, that's my response to that. If there's anything else I forgot, feel free to leave a comment. Let me know. I'll try my best. You know, I always try my best to respectfully respond to everybody, you know. Andres, if there's anything else, you know, you have concerns about, not a problem. You can always email me or PM me. In case everyone forgot, I'm off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So these are the days best to reach me. And yeah, I think that's it. Make sure you definitely join the group, you know, post your songs, get your own promotion out of it. It's for everybody. That's why I'm trying to get it featured. This group is a lot more than just your average Soundation group.